to item 506, please.
Proclaim the month of May to be Older Americans Month in Portland.
So, right. Mayor, let's invite up our guests before you read it. So, George Hocker, Office of Commissioner Loretta Smith, why don't you come forward? Barbara Bernstein, Elders in Action, and Aaron Gregg, Multnomah County Aging and Disability Services. We have three honored guests. Welcome. The mayor will read the proclamation.
All right. Whereas the City of Portland... I'm sorry, did you read the item? Okay, very good. Whereas the City of Portland and its community partners at Multnomah County, Age Friendly Portland, Elders in Action, Portland State University, and AARP are committed to a shared vision of a Portland that is welcoming and inclusive to people of all ages and abilities. And whereas the City of Portland supports livable communities for people of all ages and abilities through such actions as funding Age-Friendly Portland's work, expanding choices for public restrooms, improving pedestrian safety, funding programs in our community centers, and implementing policies to keep Portland's neighborhoods welcoming and accessible. And whereas communities flourish when people of all ages and abilities contribute their experience, their time, and their perspective. And whereas older adults contribute their time and experience to help redefine what it means to age by serving as mentors, starting businesses, volunteering in their neighborhoods and in schools, and challenging our concepts of the aging process. And whereas we celebrate the many contributions of older adults in our community who deserve our respect and appreciation, and now therefore I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, hereby proclaim the month of May to be Older Americans Month in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it very much.
Barbara, would you kick us off?
Oh, our, sure. Happy to.
Heads our partner, Elders in Action.
My name is Barbara Bernstein. I'm the Executive Director of Elders in Action, and I want to thank you, Mayor Wheeler, for that proclamation and welcome. City Commissioners for this opportunity to speak. The Administration for Community Living has a theme every year to celebrate and to bring attention to older Americans, to older issues. And this year, it's Live Out Loud, and I can't think of a better city in which to live out loud, speak out loud. What is it? Live out loud, sorry.
Age out loud.
Yeah. Live out loud.
Age out loud. And live out loud.
Excuse me. Can you please let her continue her testimony? Excuse me. You're interrupting the testimony. Please continue.
Thank you. Civic engagement is built into the City of Portland's DNA. There are so many opportunities to be civically involved through ONI, the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, the Civic and Diversity Leadership Programs, the Neighborhood Programs. Bureaus have advisory councils. We have boards that we participate in, the NET program. Older adults and Portland residents have an opportunity to really be engaged in their city. And Elders in Action is another portal for civic engagement, and our volunteers are amplifying the voices of those who cannot be heard. And I wanted to give you an example of the kinds of calls that we're getting from older adults who are more vulnerable. We had a call from a woman whose rent was being increased. This is a very common call that we get. In the last year, about 50% of the 300 calls we get are from older adults experiencing housing insecurity. And this woman said that essentially she didn't think the property management knew who they were raising rents on. And all she wanted was a witness to communicating to them how she couldn't afford the rent increase and where was she to go. And through the help of our advocate, the management company agreed to let her stay, even though she couldn't afford the rent increase until she found another place to stay. So that is, I think, an example of how we can be more responsive to the challenges of the housing emergency that we're experiencing. Another woman called, or her daughter called us, because her mother, her 82-year-old mother's house had been sold out from under her. She was partially blind. This is a case that you may have read about in the Oregonian last year, and Legal Aid was able to take her case to court. really, we thought there was no positive outcome to that, but through our relationship with Legal Aid, we were able to work with them so that they were able to take our case. So again, these are our volunteers working to in partnership with older adults to help them through a problem. And generally, we have about 4 to 5 restraining orders that we help older adults fill out against their caretakers. So while Portland is an amazing city in which to age, we do have a responsibility to also care for those who are more vulnerable. And older adults engages vital older adults in service of those more vulnerable older adults. How we age is largely determined by the culture and environment we live in. And we are very lucky to have an amazing transportation system and to have livable, walkable communities. And I ask that the council be really vigilant of those things. As rents increase and our older adults are pushed out from the center, they are further away from the resources that they need to age well. We don't want this community to just be for the privileged. So I would like to thank you, Mayor Wheeler, for your commitment to vital aging, for your commitment to retirement security. Elders in Action looks forward to being your partner in making Portland a more age-friendly community. Commissioner Fish, we'd like to thank you for being our liaison and always being an advocate of older adult issues at every opportunity. Commissioner Fritz, we'd like to thank you for your work with ONI and the parks. Right now, we're looking forward to working more closely with them and their senior programs. And Commissioner Udaly, we're honored to be a part of the visioning process with ONI right now and linking our age-friendly work with the opportunity to expanding our community's resiliency work. So I think there's a really nice connection there. So thank you to all of you for your public service and your commitment to older adults, which we all hope to be one day.
Thank you, Barbara, for your testimony. I just want to you left off one thing that Elders in Action does that's been invaluable for the city, which is you've helped us learn how to better communicate with some of our most important stakeholders. And it is my intention over the next year to take some of that those lessons that we've learned in working with Elders in Action and codify it at the city so that every time we do a publication or a communication, we're making sure that it's accessible to older adults. And your work in that has really been important, so thank you.
Thank you.
George Hocker was the public advocate here for a number of years, and now he's doing great work at the other side of the river, but really representing our whole community. George, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Morning.
And commissioners, my name is George Hocker. I'm the public advocate for Commissioner Loretta Smith on the Multnomah County Board of Commissioners. Thank you, Commissioner Fish, for the invitation to be here this morning. I'm especially pleased because as an older adult, this is my month. And Mr. Mayor, we met for the first time in the first few months of 2009 when I staffed Commissioner Fish for the kickoff briefing facilitated by Jay Bloom of your task force report, Everyone Matters, a practical guide to building a community for all ages. The work of the task force and subsequently the work of Age Friendly Portland and Age Friendly Multnomah County, the AARP, and other older adult focused organizations have made the Portland metropolitan area a leader nationally and internationally in addressing older American issues and needs. And I can't think personally of a city that I would rather be growing older in than this one, and I've been in 53 countries and lived in 5. So this is a place for older adults. Older Americans have been for the past several years and will continue to be the fastest growing demographic we face. In line with this year's theme, Age Out Loud, or Live Out Loud, I want to just share some recent information. According to Newswire yesterday, local organizations experience increased demands with fewer resources. Older Americans are stepping up to fill in the gaps, and their service is more important than ever, said Aaron McGrath, Acting Director of Senior Corps. Older adults are transforming society and addressing some of the toughest problems facing our nation by closing the mentorship gap, reducing crime, reviving cities, fighting the opioid epidemic, helping seniors remain independent in their homes. And just for a moment, I had my mother in a nursing home in Silver Spring, Maryland for 6 years from 1997 to 2003 at $6,000+ a month. And 4 years ago, I had my only living aunt in a nursing home in Maryland, and it was over $8,000 a month. It means that most adults end up using up all of their resources and then having Medicare take over. And if we lose Medicare, it's going to be even worse. A major drain on this already $1.6 billion budget deficit that the state has. So the more we can do to keep our older adults in their homes, the better it's going to be for everyone in this state. So anyway, older adults are also rebuilding communities following disasters. And more than 21 million Americans aged 55 or over contributed more than 3.3 billion hours of service in their communities. Older Americans provide services valued at $78 billion to the U.S. economy. They are a national treasure. Finally, I'd like to mention that Commissioner Smith invites any seniors here today to her quarterly pancake breakfast this coming Saturday, May 20th at 8:30 at the Urban League's Multicultural Center on Martin Luther King Boulevard. We feed quarterly somewhere between 75 and 90 seniors. I will be cooking along with other members of the staff. On Friday, I will go out to Restaurant Depot and purchase 40 pounds of sausage, 40 pounds of bacon, 30 a dozen eggs, 20 pounds of pancake mix, about 12 gallons of orange juice, 400 individual pats of butter, and we will be cooking first thing Saturday morning, so please come. And finally, Commissioner Smith will be holding town hall forums on elder abuse and fraud with some other partners, Elders in Action and others, May 24th at NAYA, June 7th at the Hollywood Senior Center, June 9th at East County ADVSD, June 12th at Impact Northwest, and June 14th at the Urban League Multicultural Center. Again, thank you for having me this morning. Thank you for your service and everything you do for not only older Americans, but everybody in this area.
Thank you. We sure appreciate your testimony.
Great.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler, Commissioners. My name is Erin Grayheck, and I'm the Community Services Manager with Multnomah County Aging, Disability, and Veterans Services. We are here today in celebration of Older Americans Month. The theme for 2017 is Age Out Loud. What it means to age has changed, and Older Americans Month is a perfect opportunity to recognize and celebrate what getting older looks like today. More than ever before, older people are working longer, trying new things, and engaging in their communities. They're taking charge, striving for wellness, focusing on independence, and advocating for themselves and others. We know that a person's ability to achieve wellness, maintain dignity and choice, and to have the wherewithal and freedom to advocate is influenced by the broader society and its institutions, programs, and policies. Aging, Disability, and Veterans Services is proud to be an institution that promotes the independence, dignity, and choice in the lives of older adults, people with disabilities, and veterans. And we are grateful for our partnership in the Age Friendly Network with the City of Portland, with nonprofit partners like Elders in Action and academic institutions like Portland State University. And we're thankful today to be present and celebrate this proclamation.
Thank you very much. We appreciate all of your hard work and thank you for being here. We'll continue the journey.
Yes.
Thank you.
May I just ask a question?
Yes, Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, for that wonderful presentation. We're not currently convened as the Budget Committee. Am I correct in assuming you're going to raise the issue of funding for the age-friendly cities this afternoon? Or somebody is?
That's to be determined, yeah. Okay. We've been trying to get information about what is and is not being funded currently.
Yeah, so I would just state right now that I'm committed to continuing the age-friendly cities progress and hope that we will continue to work together in old and new ways.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor,